December 2002.
Question 1. How well are you prepared for your presentation? Your turn comes next Wednesday.
I spent a whole week searching on the net, but came up with nothing valuable.
What did the woman say about her presentation?
Question 2. Morning, Jack. Late again? What's the excuse this time?
I'm awfully sorry. I must have turned the alarm off and gone back to sleep again.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 3. Excuse me, but could you tell me where I can change American dollars into British pounds?
There is a bank around the corner, but I'm afraid it's already past its closing time. Why don't you try the one near the railway station?
What does the man mean?
Question 4. Could I speak to Dr. Chen? She told me to call her today.
She's not available right now. Would you like to try around 3?
What does the woman tell the man to do?
Question 5. Oh dear! I'm afraid I'll fail again in the national test. It's the third time I took it.
Don't be too upset. I had the same fate. Let's try a fourth time.
What does the man mean? Question 6. Professor Smith, I really need the credits to graduate this summer.
Here at this school, the credits are earned, not given.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 7. How did you go to Canada, Jane? Did you fly?
I was planning to, because it's such a long trip by bus or by train. But Fred decided to drive and invited me to join him. It took us 2 days and a night.
What can we infer from the conversation? Question 8. How do you like the way I've arranged the furniture in my living room?
Fine, but I think the walls could do with a few paintings.
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Question 9. I don't imagine you have any interest in attending that lecture on drawing, do you?
Oh, yes, I do, now that you remind me of it.
What do we learn about the man from the conversation?
Question 10. You are my campaign manager. What do you think we should do to win the election? I'm convinced I'm the best candidate for the chairman of the student union.
We won't be able to win unless we get the majority votes from the women students.
What is the man doing? Section B.
Passage 1. There are some serious problems in the Biramichi River. The local Chamber of Commerce, which represents the industries in the area, hired me as a consultant to do a one-year study on fishing in the Biramichi River and write a report for them. This is my report. One of the major problems in the Biramichi River is that the level of oxygen in the water is too low. Several chemicals have displaced the oxygen. This chemical pollution has two sources: the factories, which dump polluted water directly into the river, and the local community, which dumps untreated human wastes into the river. The local town government has already spent $2 million on wastewater treatment projects, but it would cost another $27 million to complete the projects. It will take at least 15 years for the town to collect enough revenue from taxes to complete these projects. The factories here employ 17,000 people, in an area where there is very little alternative employment. It is not economically practical to close or relocate the factories. Also, the factories cannot afford to finance chemical treatment plants by themselves. Another problem is that the members of the Biramichi Fishing Cooperative are overfishing. Fishes are caught when they are on their way upstream to lay eggs. Consequently, not enough fish are left to reproduce in large numbers. The members of the cooperative say that they have already reduced their annual catch by 50%. However, my studies indicate that they took fewer fish because there were fewer fish to catch, not because they were trying to preserve fishes.
Questions 11 to 14 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What was the speaker assigned to do in the past year? Question 12. What is one of the problems in the Biramichi River? Question 13. What does the passage tell us about the factories along the river? Question 14. Why was the annual catch of fish in the Biramichi River reduced, according to the speaker? Passage 2. Everybody has to die someday, but nobody likes to think about it. Even so, at some time in their lives, most people manage to think about the question of how to make a will. If you have already made yours, it's probably just a few pages of writing stating that you wish to leave everything to your family. That's the kind of will that the majority of people make. However, there are plenty of ways to make your will more interesting if you want to. To begin with, you don't have to write it on paper. One man wrote his will on an envelope, another on a door, and a third on an egg. For some people, the most important part of their will is the part that says how they want to be buried. Mrs. Sandra West, a rich widow from Texas, decided that she wanted to be buried with her favorite car. In 1973, Mr. Green, a dentist from England, left most of his money to the nurse who worked for him if, in 5 years, she wouldn't wear any kind of makeup or jewelry or go out with men. Finally, let's hope that your will is not like that of Dr. Wagner, who lived in America 100 years ago. His family, who had not been to see him for years, suddenly began to visit him when he became ill. What was worse, each person suggested to Dr. Wagner that they would like something to remember him by when he died. Greatly annoyed with them, Dr. Wagner wrote a will that would do this. To each of his four brothers, he left one of his legs or arms, his nephew got his nose, and his two nieces each got an ear. His teeth went to his cousins. Then he set aside $1,000 to pay for cutting up his body, and the rest of his money he left to the poor.
Questions 15 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 15. What kind of will do most people leave behind according to the passage? Question 16. What did the nurse have to do before getting the money left by the English dentist? Question 17. Why did Dr. Wagner make an unusual will? Passage 3. In recent years, there has been an unusually large number of divorces in the United States. In the past, when two people married each other, they intended to stay together for life, while today, many people marry, believing that they can always get a divorce if the marriage does not work out. In the past, a large majority of Americans frowned at the idea of divorce. Furthermore, many people believed that getting a divorce was a luxury that only the rich could afford. Indeed, getting a divorce was very expensive. However, since so many people have begun to take a more casual view of marriage, it is interesting to note that the costs of getting a divorce are lower. In fact, wherever you go in the United States today, it is not unusual to see newspaper ads that provide information on how and where to get a cheap divorce. Hollywood has always been known as the divorce capital of the world. The divorce rate among the movie stars is so high that it is difficult to know who is married to whom. Today, many movie stars change husbands and wives as though they were changing clothes. Until marriage again becomes a serious and important part of people's lives, we will probably continue to see a high rate of divorce.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. What did many Americans think of divorce in the past? Question 19. What is the attitude of many Americans to marriage today? Question 20. In the speaker's view, when will the high rate of divorce be brought down?